Let's kick the hour off with a bang as we welcome in the new head coach of University of Maine Black Bear football. That announcement coming just over an hour ago. Nick Charlton joins us. Nick, good afternoon and congratulations.
Thanks. Long time no see, Rich.
I know. It's been forever. Man, yeah. Why didn't you just tell us this last week on the trip? And, you know, we could have saved a little bit of stress there over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, no doubt. It was an interesting last week here, but luckily we got to this point. So everything's good.
Well, let's start about your reaction to this when you were first approached about this opportunity. Did it take you much time to say yes?
No, it did not. Once the job got offered to me, I was basically saying I accepted it. So we, I had an idea about this, and obviously I'm very, very happy for Joe and excited for him. But, I was just really kind of waiting for this to come along, and here we are. So it's really, really exciting.
Well, you've been with the Maine program now for 4 years, and it's been a terrific run. This year, the offense was so very good, and I mentioned it earlier and tweeted about it. You used so many weapons on offense this year, 5 different receivers with 30 catches or more. You got a great season out of a redshirt freshman running back and Ramon Jefferson. Chris Ferguson showed tremendous progress. The offensive line improved a lot this year. So all that means is expectations are pretty darn high for next year now.
They are, and that's okay. You know, I think our guys want that, and it's a different mentality right now around the program. So that's going to be a big part of what we talk about this offseason. You know, we're in a different territory than we've been, and, you know, we can't be complacent, and guys got to be ready. In terms of the offense, obviously, we like to be diverse. We like to get the ball around, and, you know, I think Chris took a major step this year. I think our O-line's really developing, and then the skill players, I think they're the best in the conference. You know, luckily, we're bringing almost everybody back. So, it's a youthful group, but it's also a very experienced and really a good one.
Well, obviously, you're in a little bit of a recruiting lull right now, but that will pick up very soon. You brought in 4 guys this week with the early recruiting. What's the next step for you as coach?
Well, I mean, we got to form, make sure our staff is formed and start on that. And then, of course, we've been reaching out to our players. I've already talked to a handful of them. They've been great. But the number one thing we got to do is recruit right now. That's our job. That's the lifeblood of the program. We got to recruit. It's a dead period, so we can't go out and nobody can come in, but we need to contact these guys and get the ball rolling.
Was it important, obviously, for the program, but important for you, too, to have this wrapped up right away? First of all, to make sure that you don't lose any recruits and that the players who are here know what's happening with the team going forward.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we want to take care of our guys, and you know, the players are the most important part of this, and you know, I'm just trying to be an advocate and do the things that I can do to help them. And in terms of recruiting, it's always important. You know, how fast you can move and do those things and make sure you hire the right staff, it's always important, and it helps us on our end.
So I know no one likes to talk about themselves. Well, I do, but I'm different. But
right.
As you go into this, what do you feel is your strength as a head coach, the greatest strength that you bring to this position?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, if I have to talk about myself, I think we've done a good job, and I'll say I as well, just developing this program, and you know, I'd start to the top, but I think I've learned a lot, and there's been a lot of, I always say, critical thinking in big moments that's happened for me, and I think we've done a nice job of that, and you know, we've had some 2-minute drives, we've executed those, and there's been, as you know, some big tense moments, and you know, we thrived in it. So to me, that's probably the biggest thing. And that's what it's going to come down to, because all these games are close in this league. And ultimately, we got to win them.
Joe talked a lot about changing the culture there. You've been a key part of that. And you've been around since Coach Koz was here as well. What about this Maine culture sets it apart? What enabled you to be so successful this year, both on the field and off the field?
Well, the players just, they buy into what we're trying to get done, and ultimately, we have great kids in this program, and that starts with recruiting. You know, there's obviously talented players, but these are great young men, very limited off-the-field issues and things like that. Academics is on the rise, and you know, I think just this team learned how to win, and there's a lot to be said for that, because you play in these close games, and it's hard to get over that hump. And you know, this year, obviously, I think we started off on a very good note against New Hampshire, and then it just kind of built from there.
What's your first order of business coaching-wise? Is it in finding a new defensive coordinator?
That'll be a part of it. You know, in terms of staffing, we're still having conversations. I'm talking to everybody. You know, we want to retain everyone if we can, but we got to evaluate that. So that's certainly, you know, everyone knows that's important. And I'm really, really happy for Corey. I mean, Corey and I spent some time here. We were living in a hotel for a month when we got the job together. So, you know, Corey's somebody who I think does a tremendous job, and I'm really happy for him. But on our end, we got to keep moving. And I think that'll be a top priority here in the next couple weeks.
Well, I know this from observing up close and personal. I know what a great job you're going to do. I also know this entire Black Bear staff this year. One of the other reasons you had success is because you guys as a staff pretty much outworked everybody. You put in a tremendous amount of hours, especially getting ready for the playoff run as well, and that certainly paid off.
Yeah, it's a very strong young staff. And, you know, I think coaching is all about teaching, and I think we have really, really good teachers on our staff, and I think the biggest thing is we develop and the players develop. And obviously, as you do that, you get more experience. And I just think that there's some tremendously intelligent and hardworking guys on our staff, so why wouldn't we keep them? That's how I'm looking at it.
Now, you are fairly unique, I have to think, among Division I head coaches in the country as a philosophy major.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't thought about that much, but I probably am.
Well, I think I took a philosophy class at Maine. I'm not sure if I passed it. I have to be honest, most of what I know about philosophy comes from Monty Python and the Philosopher's Song. Is there a favorite philosopher of yours, Nick?
I like them all. You know, my wife fancies herself a philosopher, so I'll say her.
There you go. That very diplomatic answer. Actually,
pretty good, right?
Cut out for this job already. Well, Nick, we congratulate you. I think it's a tremendous choice for the University of Maine. I think we're not only going to keep the program at the level it's at, but to take it to even greater heights down the road. Congratulations again. Thanks for checking in with us, and hope you, Maria, and the family have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you too, Richard. I do just want to say really quick, you know, I appreciate everything you and Bob, you know, I've done throughout this whole process, and I'm just excited to keep working with you guys.
That sounds great. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. All right.
That's Nick Charlton, the new head coach of Maine Black Bear football.